while on air. You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 11/16/2023. Current time is 5:45 a.m. and this is the Fireman Rich audio podcast. And good morning and hello to everyone. Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich here on Spotify for podcasters. And you can also find me over there on those other fine social media networks or platforms such as Truth Social, Instagram Threads, X/Twitter. I'm over there on Facebook, The Real Fireman Rich. And there's a few others. You just check the show notes there. There's links there. You just copy and paste them. I don't think I have them activated. I remember I have to do that. You have to activate them. I just copy and paste them in there. But if you copy and paste the link, it'll take you to where. Plus, off to the side of the Spotify for Podcaster page here. There's some links to those. Primarily my X/Twitter and a couple others there. But how are we all doing? We're getting our day started this morning. I do have the morning coffee. As far as it is Thursday, the want to be Friday. First cup of the day. That's a second sip. I took a sip just before pushing the on button here as far as to start the audio podcast. And let's go ahead and back that out. But we are getting our day started here, and I forgot to put up one tab here, and that is for SpotifyForPodcasters.com, where I'm at over there, and a great platform, and I enjoy it. I'm enjoying it also this month, more so doing the audio, because this is an audio month. The audio month is called NAPODPOMO, National Podcasters Post Month, just to give that a plug. I don't count my the audio podcasts that I'm doing this month. I'm doing a straight, and I might just do an audio for NAPODPOMO, National Podcasters Post Month. The original audio challenge here in November 2023. All others are copies. This is the 16th year. But what was I going to look at here? Yeah, NAPODPOMO. Where's my card here? I got a card. Oh, yeah, here it is. NAPODPOMO.org is the webpage, and use hashtag NAPODPOMO. And what I'm doing is I'm doing an extra audio every day. Yesterday we talked about the the dumbest burger name ever, and I have that in my list of audios there. And that ended up being, it was a 19-minute audio. You could say it's an audio podcast. I like calling them audios. And but we might have another one today about another sandwich, just to preempt it or highlight it a little bit and stuff. I'm not going to go into it and stuff. I'll save it for it. And I might just do it right after this, because I'll get on a roll doing the audio. But we are getting our day started here with where the current temperature here in the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside, is 28 degrees Fahrenheit, and that equates to -2. Yesterday, I think we were at -3. This morning, we warmed up just a tad. We're at -2 Celsius, but 28 degrees. I think we're maybe 30, 32 yet? No, 30, 31, I think. 32 is zero. So, no, maybe we're at 26 yesterday, because that's, yeah, we're at -3. Yesterday, but today we're at 28 degrees Fahrenheit, -2.2 degrees Celsius, And wow, look at all that sun on the chart. But today we're going to have a sunny and to partly cloudy day, high up in the 63 degree range. Wow. Yeah, it's the misses in the background. Summer's back. Yeah, we had a nice day yesterday, as far as that goes. We had a it was a little windy and a little cool. I took a walk. The missus had some volunteer work to do, so she got her walking the pavement there, as far as doing some things for the community. And so I sort of did the morning walk out there on the back nine by myself, and it was a little frosty. First day I wore gloves, I have to say. So, you know, winter is just around the corner. If I'm starting to put on gloves, it's getting a little chilly out as far as that goes. But we're going to have a sunny day today. What's the wind like going to be? Does it say that? No, I have to check another tab. But let's see. The sun will be rising this morning at 06:57, which is in another hour and 7 minutes. 6 minutes. It's 5:51, so another hour and 5 minutes. But I sort of get a late start. Not really late start. We shifted the time on when we do our morning walks, the missus and I, because it's still dark out there, even at 7:30 when we usually would go out there. So it's usually a little after 8 that we start going out for our morning walks for the week. I usually walk Monday through Friday, and then I take Saturday and Sunday off. So it's a good mix. I'm getting my walking in and getting the good old heart pumping there as far as walking. It's a nice walk. It's a pleasant walk. But we're going to have sunny skies up until all day today. Wow, I might have to put the solar panels out maybe. That coffee's tasting good. And let's see, our world times and temperatures as I speak in Honolulu, Hawaii at 12:52 a.m. We have clear skies with some clouds, 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Phoenix, Arizona, currently at 3:52 a.m. We got some rain storms there at Phoenix. It's 68 degrees Fahrenheit there. In New York City, no, back up. Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City, as it's nicknamed, at 4:52 a.m. It is clear skies, 49 degrees Fahrenheit. In New York City, the jungle, as I like to call it and give it its nickname, it's 5:52 a.m. I was just noticing sometimes I wasn't Chicago. Oh, okay. I'm starting a little early. I just realized I started a little early this morning for the audio podcast. But New York City at 5:53 a.m. It is clear skies, 46 degrees Fahrenheit down there. Across the pond, the Atlantic Ocean, Cork, Ireland at 10:53 a.m. Cloudy skies, 48 degrees. Over in Milan, Italy at 11:53 a.m. We got cloudy skies with some sun, 55 degrees Fahrenheit. In New Delhi, India, we got cloudy skies with, let's say, temperature 77 degrees Fahrenheit. In Mumbai, it's cloudy skies there, but it's a warm 90 degrees. There's a big difference. 77 in New Delhi, and south of New Delhi in Mumbai, it's 90 degrees. What's going on there? In Kuala Lumpur at 6:53 p.m., Kuala Lumpur, there's thunderstorms. There were thunderstorms there yesterday. There's storms there again today, and it's 82 degrees Fahrenheit. In Tokyo, Japan, 7:54 p.m., in their evening, cloudy skies, 57 degrees Fahrenheit. And down there in Australia, Melbourne, Australia, at 9:54 p.m., we have 57 degrees Fahrenheit, cloudy skies. And cloudy skies over there in Sydney, Australia, same time, 9:54 p.m. In the evening there, 67 degrees. So they're 10 degrees higher. And those are our world times and temperatures as I speak. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. Just the world temperatures gives you an idea of what the weather is doing around the world. We do have a thought for the day this morning, and it's another one from Anonymous Unknown. I had to check to my Twitter feed for previous We've had Author Unknown, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, and now Thursday. We got another one. But it goes as follows. There is a great power in letting go, and there is a great power. Oh, that's not the... No, that's yesterday's. I'm getting confused. Cursor up here, Rich. Let's see. Here it is. Thought for the day from Author Unknown. Promise only what you can deliver, then deliver more than you promised. That old analogy from Star Trek, the original Star Trek series, where Scotty is asked from Captain Kirk, Scotty, I need power. I need power. I can only give you so much, Captain. I can only give you this much. Well, go ahead and do it. And then a few minutes later, he gives him twice as much warp power to get going and stuff somehow. So, but promise only what you can deliver, you know, and, you know, stay true to your word. But then deliver more than you promise, because if you do so, it makes you look that much better. So pretty good thought for the day think about. Something to think about there for our thought for the day. Was it last night? Just to take a sidetrack, mentioned Nonsensical Nonsense Podcast. You got the... The zany guys of Glick, who's his real name is Chris, and then Jeff, his longtime friend there. They go back to their high school days, but Glick is out there in Columbus, Ohio. I think, I'm not sure where Jeff. Jeff is somewhere. I think he might be down in Mexico. I don't know. I was on their broadcast on Twitch, and they repurposed their broadcast on Spotify. Nonsensical Nonsense Podcast. Check it out. Just type it in the search bar for on Spotify, and you'll see. And they do some long broadcasts. I'm not sure how long last night was. But Glick was gracious enough to be on my Twitch broadcast yesterday, and I sort of let him know that, yeah, I'll pop in on your broadcast, the evening broadcast there last night. And they were on, and just after they went on, I went up for about an hour talking to him, and it was a good conversation about things. You know, he was just chewing the fat there, talking about certain things, and sometimes those are the best audio podcasts to listen to. And finally met Jeff. Jeff is a real character. He's a good guy. I like Jeff. A little zany sometimes, but he's okay. And then Tony D came up. Tony D, he's... over there on Twitter at TonyTone163. I usually go, I don't want to put that. I'm usually on his broadcast that he, his Belt Kings Fantasy Football. I got to make sure I say it right. I always say Fantasy Belt King, but it's Belt Kings Fantasy Football over there on Twitch on Sundays, and we have a good time over there, and I'm up there on the panel as a guest. It's his broadcast, and I appreciate Tony for inviting me up. It's just like last night, Glick having me up, and he says I have an open invitation. I greatly appreciate that, Glick, and good conversation. And that's what it's all about, doing this online broadcasting, be it just an audio podcast or you're live streaming, and you know, it's the interconnections and crossfeeds you have with other individuals and talking about that. So that was fun last night. And like I said, Nonsensical Nonsense Podcasts, they can go like 3-4 hours. And I do listen to the recording on my Fountain for Podcasters podcast player. And I listen to the replay, and the audio is always great listening to those guys. It's a couple knuckleheads up there on their soapbox like this knucklehead. And I say that respectfully, Glick, if you're listening. So check them out. Check them out. They broadcast, what is it, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. And they won't be on this Saturday because Glick indicated him and his fiance are going to his fiance's, was it 57th wedding anniversary or something like that? God bless them. But it's at 9 o'clock, or 1900, which is 7 p.m. Eastern. So he's on Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. And he's doing some gaming over there on Twitch also, which is cool. So just to give, it was a fun time last night, just to pop in there for a little bit and and chew the fat. Let's see, our national day. Coffee's good. For today, let's see, we got World Pancreatic Cancer Day. That's a good one, third Thursday of November. This is also, November is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And all you dudes out there, get your prostate checked, okay? It's very important. And I know that firsthand because I am a cancer survivor. They took my prostate out, was it 15 years ago now? And I've been cancer-free, knock on wood, ever since. Well, I did have a little bout of skin cancer, but that's something separate there, up around on the right temple. But I am a cancer survivor, I am just very thankful for modern medicine as far as that goes. So today is World Pancreatic Cancer Day. So cancer on across the board is a scourge of this blue marble. It's I'm just very fortunate that I haven't had any complications or anything, and I'm very grateful for that, because we have a close friend that had prostate cancer that didn't make it. And it's, once it's outside your prostate, it's a whole different ball game. You have to go through chemo and all that, and the chances get very slim. Mine was contained to one side of the prostate, so the prostate was removed. It was a no-brainer as far as that goes. So, but it is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, but today is World Pancreatic Cancer Day, so be aware of those folks. International Check Your Wipers Day. Check your wipers, because we're coming up on winter, so make sure you check your, that's a good one. But let's see what else we have. International Day for Tolerance. Okay, that's a good one. National Rural Health Day. I live in a rural area, and we're very fortunate, just 20 minutes down the road where I had my operations to have my prostate removed at Packard Hospital in Sayre, Pennsylvania, Sayre, Athens area. They have a great facility there. National Indiana Day. No, we'll throw that in the states bucket. We don't do states. National Day. Let's see. MAD. Tie one on for safety holiday. And that MAD is M-A-D-D. Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So that's always a good one. Great American Smokeout, quit smoking. You don't need it. You don't need it, folks. You don't need it. And also, I guess Smokeout, you can include that vaping. That vaping, I don't know. There's still some people out there say, oh, this is not bad, I just do it a little bit. No, it's still inhaling something that's not supposed to be in your lungs. I'm a retired Air Force firefighter. I was a volunteer firefighter for like 15 to almost 20 years. 20 years as a Air Force firefighter. So that's like 35 to 40 years of firefighting. And I inhaled some smoke at the fire grounds, but man, I grabbed that Scott air pack to breathe fresh air, because you don't want that stuff in your lungs. It's not good for you. Let's see. We have National Button Day. Ooh, there we go. National Button Day. I was almost going to pick that one, but here's the one I'm going to pick. Yesterday for my audio challenge audio, I talked about a particular franchise, fast food franchise sandwich that's being done overseas. We'll never make that light of day here. But I'm going to be talking about another sandwich from that same franchise. But today is National Fast Food Day. Hashtag National Fast Food Day. On November 16th, food lovers get a dose of their favorite convenience food, whether they use the drive-thru. In most cases, that's where you're going to go, right? You're going through the drive-thru. Or dine in or get it to go. National Fast Food Day calls for us to grilled, fried, and broiled many staples. First popularized in the United States in the 1950s, fast food is considered any meal with low preparation time and served to the customer in a package form. The meal makes for quick dine-in, takeout, or takeaway. Most fast food restaurants offer drive-thru service, such as McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, as far as that goes. And it was in 1951, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary first recognized the term fast food. So following World War One, automobiles became popular and more affordable. At that time, restaurants introduced a drive-through. And actually, they had those fast food places like A&W Root Beer used to have a root beer stand where you just drive up. And I guess in the early days, someone would roller skate up to your car, the side car door, and take your order. So there we have it. Much like today's food trucks, Walter Anderson's first began selling hamburgers out of an old streetcar body out there at a Wichita, Kansas intersection. Despite the limited menu, the hamburgers were a crowd pleaser. When the popularity of his hamburgers grew, Anderson partnered with E.W. Ingram and opened up the first White Castles back in 1921 in Wichita, Kansas. That's also where Pizza Hut got its start, is out there in Wichita, Kansas, folks. These enterprising restaurants opened the first fast food business, selling hamburgers for a nickel, 5 cents each for a White Castle hamburger. I've never had a White Castle. Yeah, I think I've had. They're pretty decent. They're pretty decent. I prefer, I guess, my hamburger of choice would be the Burger King Whopper and the Quarter Pounder. And the Burger King Whopper slightly edges out the Quarter Pounder. Double Quarter Pounder, whoa, that's good. But I have those maybe once, twice a year. I don't do the fast food as much as I do. If I'm lucky, I'm doing it once a month as far as that goes. I'm up in age, so I don't really need all that stuff, though it is good. So go ahead and go out and go through the drive-thru and get some fast food, folks. Let's see. Oh, that's what I didn't do. I didn't even look for my article I want to talk about. What are we going to talk about this morning for the article? Let's see if I can find something here. Let's see. Oh, let's see. Special toothpaste could end severe. No, we don't want to talk about that. Then we get the spoon, University College, Indonesia. No, we got to go further up here. Let's see. And, oh, here it is. And I saw this on the news yesterday. We have a 12-year-old developed, I'm a former firefighter, so this is a good one. A 12-year-old develops fire detection system that wins her $25,000 and top junior scientist award. I saw this on the news yesterday, and it looks like she's using one of those Pi devices. Let's see what it says here. A 12-year-old girl from Miller Middle School in San Jose has won $25,000 in a science fair for her innovation of new fire detection system that's faster, cheaper, and more reliable than smoke detectors. Also, check your smoke detectors, folks. The Thermo Fisher Jr. Innovation Challenge claims to be the nation's premier STEM contest for middle schoolers. And Shanna Gill won over second and third place inventors of a smartphone app that can detect certain cancers and an experiment method of generating electricity through plant cells. In the summer of 2022, a fire destroyed a restaurant behind Shannon's house. That incident inspired her to create a fire detection system that involved connecting an affordable thermal camera to a compact computer. And that is probably the Raspberry Pi. That's what I saw in the picture there. And that's what you see. I think I'm going to use that for the audio art. She's holding a Raspberry Pi next to the stove. Let's see. It wasn't that the restaurant didn't have smoke detectors, but as Shannon explains, that requires that requires that to be a significant amount of smoke first. And it, usually, yeah, it depends, you know, it depends on how they're set up and stuff. Every time we cook French fries, the smoke detector goes off. You got to take the battery out, and then when the smoke, just very light. A significant amount of smoke, which can sometimes mean the fire has already started and gotten out of control. And it can, depending on what a fire is lit, you know, is feeding as far as fuel. In a restaurant, there could be cooking oils that catch on fire and stuff like that, and it's going to burn rapidly. She programmed her system to differentiate between people which were identified as warm objects moving horizontal and heat sources such as an active gas burner, which were identified as hot objects that remained remain stationary. The system can send text messages, then it detects a heat source but no human presence for a continuous 10-minute period. Shannon's system accurately detected human presence 98% of the time and the heat source 97% of the time. Shannon determined that the best place for the detector would be on walls above the stove, but under Shannon determined the best place for the detector would be on the wall above the stove, but under the stove range. This allowed its sensors clear access to most likely locations where a fire might start in a kitchen. After her victory, the 12-year-old has said she wants to refine the device by combining it with a smartphone app that will allow users to quickly switch over to a camera after receiving text messages so they can see if the alert is correct, as well as higher resolution sensory, incorporating smarter algorithms and design the product for mass production. So there we go. That right there goes back to our thought for the day. Okay. Promise only what you can deliver. And she says, I'm going to make a detector system. And here it is. She already has a potential improvement, which goes to then deliver more than you promise. And that's what she's doing by incorporating what I just said there concerning adding on an app that you can switch over quickly to a camera to see if you actually have a real fire and then get on the horn and call 911. The Thermo Fisher JIC, a program of Society for Sciences, reaches 65,000 middle schoolers nationwide and inspire them to follow their personal STEM passions to exciting college and career paths. The 30 finalists are counted among the nation's brightest students, with several, including Shannon, collectively accept more than $100,000 at the annual award ceremony, and it's at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. So there we have it. Congratulations, Shannon. So there's our interesting story. And having a fire background myself, I find that very interesting. And she's holding up a Raspberry Pi and to just utilize the available resources that we have doing that. And so I wonder if I can get that shot, because she has it connected. You probably won't see it in the audio art attached to this. She'll just show a picture of Shannon, because when I take the picture for the audio art that's on the audio associated with the audio podcast when I'm doing it, or the audio, it narrows it down. But if you look at the picture that I'll post on my social media feed, you'll see Shannon holding the Raspberry Pi, and then she's near in front of a stove, and you can see the device that's on the wall above the stove, and it's tied into a computer that would send the signal out to your phone, a text message out to your phone. So that's pretty cool stuff. Very good. and she's $25,000 richer. They'll probably end up going towards her college education. Okay, let's go today in history. We have on this day in 1904, the vacuum tube was invented by English physicist John Ambrose Fleming, a key component of early radios, often considered the beginning of electronics. You know, those tubes that used to be, I used to have a TV back when I was growing up. The family had a TV with those type of tubes. Pretty interesting. Now everything's transistorized. Let's see. And what else do we have? Back in 2000, President Bill Clinton became the first serving U.S. president to visit Vietnam. We have good ties with Vietnam, which is good. And that's a good thing. And it's back in 2010 there, Prince William and Kate Middleton announced their engagement. Prince William, he is now the next in line to the throne because when Queen Elizabeth passed away, her son took the throne as king, and next in line will be Prince William. And let's see. And 49 years ago today, John Lennon hit number one with the catchy single, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, has his only number one solo tune in the United States. Elton John sang harmony and played piano on a session while in studio. He bet Lennon that the song would top the charts with its energizing horn section. Such was John Lennon's skepticism that Elton secured from him a promise to appear on the stage if the record hit number one. The Beatle indeed kept his side of the deal and appeared live with Elton at Madison Square Garden on November 28th, and it was Lennon's last major concert appearance. So before he was tragically, brutally taken away from us, being assassinated in a sense. Let's see. In 1933, the United States and the Soviet Union established diplomatic relations, which was good because that was just before World War II. And let's see, what else do we have? In 2004, President George W. Bush picked National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to be the new Secretary of State, succeeding Colin Powell. Colin Powell was a great Secretary of State, and Condoleezza Rice, a fantastic Secretary of State as well. High regards for both of them. And that's about it for that. Today is Thursday, so tonight is Thursday Night Football. I'm not going to go over my picks. I'm still hurting from the Bills' loss on Monday night, this past Monday night. But tonight the Bengals and Ravens are going to be playing. I think I'm going to be picking the Ravens. I think the Ravens are hungry for a win. And the Bengals, I'm not sure. They're the visiting team. So Ravens, I think they're going to be playing tough. So I'm leaning on towards the Ravens. And let's see, what other games are there? Let's see. For this weekend, let's see, Giants are playing the Commanders, and the Jets are playing the Bills. The Jets already beat the Bills once, just like the Broncos, and the Broncos beat them again this past Monday. So I'll probably end up picking the Bills, but that's going to be the game. That's a 425 game to watch. And then the Vikings and Broncos on Sunday night. That's pretty good. Eagles-Chiefs next Monday night. That should be a good game. So we got some good games. The regular Sunday afternoon games, Steelers-Browns, that could be interesting. And what else? Chicago Bears and Lions. I'll pick the Lions on that one. Jaguars and Titans, that could be... So we'll see what happens. Cowboys and Panthers. I think the Cowboys should win that one. Panthers are just Panthers, Patriots, and Cowboys, the three worst teams so far as that goes. You might as well write them off. I'll still pick the Giants over the Commanders and as far as that goes. So let's see. What else do I have? Just to finish off on football, I guess this last weekend with the 14 games, you know, we have this thing going with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other guys, you know, like 6 other people there. I'm in this thing. We just pick the winners. It's not fantasy football. Just pick winners, either winners of who's going to win the football game. And last week was my worst week. I still sit in first place with 90 wins and 60 losses. CBS is 88 wins and 62 losses. Ted Hicks from Late Night Parenting has 84 wins and 66 wins. Brian down there in Houston, or down in Austin. He's down in Texas somewhere. He's tied with Ted, 84 wins, 66 losses also. Tony D dropped a little bit with 83 wins. Well, actually came up, but he didn't come up that much. 83 wins and 67. And Tim Fan, who just text me or DM me on X/Twitter, Tim. I know you're listening to this, Tim. I just got your tweet saying, okay, RK, thanks, and we'll send my pick shortly. He's sending me his pick. So he's a regular viewer of my Twitch broadcast, and we say good morning to you, Tim, if you're listening to this. We got the DM. Tim Ken, he's still holding the bottom. He has 73 wins with 77 losses. So he's dipping under 500 there. That's the first time someone's dipped under 500. So we need to do better this. You need to make some good picks this weekend, Tim. But I ended up having 4 wins, 10 losses last weekend. And usually I'm right up there, either first or second, as far as that goes. So, but that's it for football. I'll be presenting these charts tomorrow. I sent them out to the people that are in the charts and stuff like that, like Tony D. We have CBS in there. They make some picks. I put them in there. They're up. They're tied with Tony from last week. But I had a significant lead. I didn't lose my number one spot, but CBS is knocking at the door with 88 wins to my 94, along with Ted and Brian. And Tony, he's at 83. He's right there. He's right behind as far as that goes. If I have another week like I did last weekend, I'll definitely be dropping out of first. So we'll see how it goes. And that's it for football. And I think that's it for this broadcast, this Fireman Rich audio podcast, as we're going to go ahead and exit stage left and get our day started and see what the day brings and see. It should be a good day today, weather-wise. That's what I said, weather-wise. Let me check real quick what the wind is going to be. What's the wind going to be? Is it going to be a windy day today? It was a little windy yesterday, and it looks like we got rain coming in tomorrow. But it looks like the wind is going to be not that bad. It's going to be, it'll be under 10 miles per hour. So it's going to be a pleasant day today. All right, folks, you all have a pleasant day. Have a great day also. Have a bazinga great day, to put it that way. And we'll be back tomorrow over there on Twitch. Fireman Rich over on Twitch, where we'll do the morning coffee. Pretty much the same thing what we just did here on this audio podcast, but it's a visual. It's live stream as far as that goes, and that's how I roll, folks. All right. You all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care. And also, thank you very much for your listen. It is greatly appreciated. Thank you. Take care, folks.